Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning. Are you awake? Or is this still part of that weird dream you were having?
This is a huge pickle.
Carson and Kennedy begins now.
If you're just tuning in, here's what we know.
Oh, it's a disaster.
Hello, all. Guess what today is?
Let me guess. It's today, Monday.
Ding, 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 ding.
We have a winner.
You win.
Oh, boy. What's my prize?
The chance to
get to work.
I should have stayed in bed.
Well, it's too late now.
Up and at him. Come on. Let's go.
All right, people. Let's get started.
Okay. It's showtime.
Whoa.
Sunset bills on my mindset. I can't deny they're getting higher than my income. Income's breadcrumbs. I've been trying to survive. The glow that the sun gets right around sunset helps me realize that this is just a journey. Drop your worries. You are gonna turn out fine. Oh, you turn out fine. Fine. Oh, you turn out fine.
Everybody sing along.
But you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. You gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. I know it's hard.
That is one.
No, it's hard to remember
sometimes. Oh, sorry, 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 sorry.
You gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey.
That's our friend Andy Grammer, who hopefully you're going to be seeing perform that song this Saturday at the MGM Music Hall at Fenway for our Deck the Hall Ball. Just figure all this week we'll highlight some of the artists that are going to be playing. We got a great lineup for you.
Saw a show there last night. It is a really good
show. You saw a show there last night?
I did.
You're kidding me.
No.
Who'd you go see?
Morrissey.
Oh, he showed up?
He's only bailed on one show, and it was the first one. He has shown up like a champ for all of them. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Started at 8:20. I left at 9:15. What a time to be alive. Old people shows all day.
Did you make it through the whole show?
No, I left after like the song I wanted, a couple songs I wanted to hear.
Did
and
you
then
get
I was
to hear?
Like, I'm gonna go out. Which one?
What did you want to hear?
Girlfriend in a Coma and now I can't think of it because Andy singing.
No, that's all right.
Every Day Sunday.
Oh,
and then
wow.
As I was walking out, he was singing "Please Let Me Get What I Want."
Right.
So I sang that in the lobby out to get my Uber, and then I was home. It was one from Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Does he do "How Soon Is Now" too? Is that?
That's a Smith song.
But
I don't think he did it in concert.
Yeah, that's my favorite song that he does.
Quick point.
Oh,
did you say "Girlfriend in a Coma"?
I did. It's a Smith song.
Yeah,
that sounds.
And it's
uplifting.
It's a really upbeat song. Girlfriend in a Coma. I know. It's serious. He's a weird cat.
Yeah. I've always heard his name, but I've never listened to his music.
But he's a big vegan, and he sounds amazing.
How Soon Is Now would probably be like in my top 20 songs of all time.
Yeah.
That to me just hits me in the spot from that era.
It was a very big song.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, that's just.
But it was wild. But as I say, not a bad. We were in the top, tippity top of seat. Not a bad seat in that house.
Right. Yeah, that's cool. All right, let's. Good morning, Kennedy. Good to
good
see
morning,
you, by
sir.
The way.
Good to be seen.
How you doing over there?
Doing great.
All right, good. Producer Dan?
Long time no see.
I know. It's hard for us to act like we haven't seen each other because that's all we did was spend all weekend with one another, really. So. I woke up when the alarm went off this morning. I looked at it and I was like, okay, is it Tuesday? Because I know I worked yesterday. And I was like, no, wait. I also remember going to church yesterday, right? It was Sunday? No, I'm so confused. I did not know what day of the week it was.
Yeah, I felt that way a lot.
And I just saw that the alarm was set for, you know, 4 a.m. And I was like, okay, must be a work day. And then I got out of bed and I looked at my phone. I was like, oh, okay, it's Monday. That sucks. I really thought it was Tuesday or Wednesday. But anyway, let's talk a little bit about what we've got on the show this morning. Toys, obviously. A lot of toys. We had a great weekend, but we also have a lot of work left to do, and we're going to get into that and how you can help us out with that. We got to figure out what the number is. You found it?
Mm-hmm.
You know it?
Mm-hmm.
You sure you want to give it?
That's my job. I won't give it now, but I have it.
Okay. All right. So we'll do that coming up in a little bit. Also, we're going to have director, actor, podcast host Kevin Smith on the show this morning. We recorded this interview on Friday. The guy is awesome. He's really, really funny. Clerks 3 is coming to town tonight. Mm-hmm. Tonight, that is at the Wilbur. We're going to give away tickets for that. He's going to play Clerks 3, and then afterwards, there's going to be a question and answer session.
Right.
And he swears a lot during the interview.
Well, he just gives great answers.
He does. He's really, really
just can't fit it all in.
It sucks that we had to edit the interview. Because I want to, the whole thing should be played. It's also good.
Well, we will play it.
Listen
at your leisure.
I have an unedited version that we will post online, so people will get to listen to that. And then we're going to talk to Melissa. She's a big fan of our show, and she got to go on Friday night to the big event with the Royals.
Shot Gala.
Thank you. Sorry, long weekend. And everybody that we ran into collecting toys, the one question they had was like, Carson, did you get in? Carson,
sure,
did you get in? Carson,
sure,
did you get in?
Sure.
So I will give an update on what happened there as well. We'll get into the Good Vibe Tribe and big game for the Bruins tonight, by the way, Kennedy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Vegas is coming to town, so we'll talk about that.
They are quite good,
aren't they? They are very, very good, and they have our old coach, too, so a little bit
right. I keep forgetting that.
Interesting storyline there. And then the Good Vibe Tribe coming up in 10 minutes on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy, Mix 104.1, of course, streaming on the Odyssey app. Celtics get it done again last night. They do it in Brooklyn. They beat the Nets 103-92.
Jaylen Brown high, arcing in. He has ascended to a completely different level this season. Good looks, but O'Neal 1-for-4 from deep in this first. Brown again. Oh, yeah. Looking to Shea Corford. Durant lost it. Trying to get it back and could not. Brown to the rim. Celtics end the Nets winning streak at 4. 103-92 the final.
Hashtag suck it Kyrie. That's all I'll say about that. I just like to see him lose.
It's funny. They won last night, and they didn't even play very well.
They did not
look
good.
That's how you know
last.
You're a good team.
Yeah. I saw something over the weekend, Kennedy, where they keep track of the likelihood of a player to win the MVP of the season,
sure.
And Jason Tatum has now moved into first place in that thing. He was in second place. He's just playing really, really well. I don't know if you caught it over the weekend or not, but the United States men's national team in the FIFA World Cup lost to the Netherlands. They lost it 3-1. They had made it to the knockout round. They are, in fact, out now of FIFA, of the World Cup. Argentina beat Australia 2-1. So we've got a couple of games today. Japan plays Croatia. That happens at 10 o'clock this morning. Then Brazil plays Korea. That is this afternoon at 2. In the other bracket, England beat Senegal 3-0. France beat Poland 3-1. So tomorrow we'll get Morocco versus Spain and Portugal versus Switzerland. So it rolls on without us, Kennedy.
Mwah. How dare they?
I know. Mbappe. That's the only thing you need to know, Kennedy. Just watch Mbappe.
Mbappe, okay.
He could be the greatest athlete on the planet right now.
Okay.
And the Bruins have a really cool game tonight. They are in town, and the Vegas Golden Knights are here, and both of these teams are very good. That's all you need to know. The Bruins have not lost a game at home this season, right? Is it 12-14-0 at home or something like that, Dan?
I don't know. It's historic. That's all I know.
Yeah, they have not lost at home, and Vegas obviously is in first place.
Well, that's exciting. We love to see it.
All right, let's get to the Good Vibe Tribe.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work, and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Nah, yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
We love your Good Vibe Tribe stories. If you want to drop us a text here in the studio, you can do that at 617-931-1234. There's a guy in California who was working in his truck last month when it fell on him, but luckily his 15-year-old son was able to lift the truck just enough, and a security camera got the whole thing on video. The dad ended up with some broken ribs and a separated shoulder and a punctured lung, but is expected to make a full recovery. And a woman in North Carolina gave birth to a healthy baby girl last night and then hit the lottery on the same day for $100,000.
Booyah, it's booyah.
It's a good day.
It is. Yeah, you're only going to be in debt $250,000 now instead of $350,000. And some Home Depot workers near Nashville found an envelope in the middle of an aisle, Kennedy, and it had $700 in it. They tracked down the rightful owner on Facebook. It turned out it was money for his kids' Christmas gifts.
That's such a good story.
And here is some good news for your own wallet. Gas prices are now lower than they were when Russia invaded Ukraine just over 9 months ago. The national average was $3.54 on February 24th and shot way up over the summer, but it has dropped below that number in the past week. Last I checked, it was on the national average at $3.41.
That's not what I'm paying, but it's all right.
Yeah, I filled up over the weekend, too, and it was like $66, and I was like, okay, well, it's not $100.
Yeah, but I can't put regular gas in my car.
You can't?
Oh, my God, no.
How old is your car?
2016.
Really?
Volkswagens don't do that.
Oh, that is interesting. That sucks.
Yeah, it is what it is. I used to, and then my car started to die, and they're like, what kind of gas are you putting in? And I'm like, regular? They're like, no. See how it says right here not to? Pay attention, woman.
Yeah, my Jeep.
Better live that premium life.
I can put in the cheap stuff in the Jeep.
Nope.
And I don't know if this tastes good, so I also don't know how I feel about it myself if I start drinking mayonnaise, but the people that make Hellmann's and Best Foods mayonnaise want you to try mixing it into your eggnog this year.
Nope.
Eggs are the third ingredient in mayo, and they claim it works even better than egg yolk. They're selling a blended version called Frozen Mayo Nog at a place in New York this month. It hits the menus at a bar called Amy Fontaine's December 15th. For everyone else, they posted the recipe so you can make it yourself. Each cup has 4 teaspoons of mayonnaise along with milk, heavy cream, simple syrup, nutmeg, vanilla extract, and cinnamon, plus rum, brandy, and cognac, obviously. And there's a non-alcoholic version. You can find both recipes on their Instagram. What do you think about that, Kennedy?
Well, I mean, I've made eggnog from scratch. It does have a lot of eggs in it, but it doesn't have oil in it. So I don't know.
All right.
Or salt. And those things are in mayonnaise. So unless they're just taking the eggs and making nog and calling it Hellman's, well, then that's fine.
All right. Well, I know how great you are in the kitchen. I'm going to just send you the recipe and you can make and bring it in for us. All right.
Sure.
What do you have for the Good Vibe Tribe audio, Kennedy?
Well, it's funny, Carson, that you played Andy Grammer this morning because I kind of had the same thought in my head of doing some fun mashups of our
Deck the Hall Ball artist.
So here is a little Andy Grammer mashed up with Little Earth, Wind, and Fire, 4 Dead Ace.
Oh. I think I know what it is.
Might not be.
No. It's been a long night.
Oh, yeah. So good.
Why did that go together like chocolate and peanut butter?
Well, just the technology is so amazing now, how they can separate lyrics from songs and you can do those mashups. It is awesome.
That was smooth. Andy Grammer would have thrived in the disco era. That man had some bell bottoms.
Thank you, Kennedy.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
We're begging you, 'cause we need 10,000 toys. We're begging you to donate now to the girls and boys. for families, cause there are folks who simply don't have anything to walk away. It's easy to see. You give $10, it ends up underneath the tree. So we need the toys now, the time is low. All of you out there who listen to the show, if we meet to laugh just once this year, give it to Santa and his reindeer. We're on our knees and we're begging, it's up to you. Hey, yeah, da, 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 da. We're begging, begging you, cause we need 10,000 toys. We're begging, begging you. So donate now to the girls and boys. I need you to click the link. We're really on the brink. Get us to 100 grand, cause you're the best listeners in all the land. We're begging, begging you, cause we need 10,000 toys. We're begging, begging you. So donate.
Carson and Kennedy's 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys back again this year. Of course, we take all the new unwrapped toys that you donate and we give them to the Marine Corps Toys for Tots program. It is our 10th year doing it. And I'm not going to lie, I'm a little bit worried about making it to our goal by Saturday night.
I was
blown away by the response over the weekend. We had a great weekend of collecting toys.
We did.
Right? But then as I was driving home yesterday afternoon, I was like, wow, I still think we have a very long way to go. So we're going to get an update on the numbers. If you want to donate, you can still do it financially. Mix1041.com/toys. And I'm going to say that to you a bunch of times in the next few minutes.
Yeah, so like you guys really showed up at the malls. Like you did great, great work. But the fact of the matter is we had half as many stops as we had in 2019.
Right. It's a little bit shorter this time. Plus we lost a mall. And so we're trying to squeeze.
We had 12 stops in 2019 and we had 7 here.
Right. So we're doing it in half. Half, exactly. So we were at Pheasant Lane Mall on Saturday from 11 to 1, and New Hampshire, oh my gosh, New Hampshire came out, Kennedy.
Yeah, they always do. Good people. That's what everyone was saying. They're like, it's the New Hampshire people.
It was pretty much 5 to 10 people deep for the 2 hours that we were there.
It was a wonderful, wonderful
and
thing.
And we're so grateful that you waited, that you didn't be like, screw this line and go do something else.
Yep.
Or thank you for going and getting toys if you just saw us out there, because I heard that from a lot of people too, going, oh, I forgot you were going to be here.
Which is awesome.
I walked by, I saw you, I walked down to the store, I bought some toys and I came back.
Yeah.
So thank you for that.
Yeah. Our line was bigger than Santa Claus, so you know, in his face.
I didn't notice that, but okay.
I was keeping score.
All right, I appreciate
it's us against
that,
the
Dan.
Big man.
You had to bring back some of the toys in your car.
My car is full of toys
from Saturday in New Hampshire.
Yeah, because they had a van. They filled up the van, and then Max from the street team looked at me. He's like, "Yeah, I can't get these last ones in." So I was able to shove them into my car. So
I think on Saturday we were about 600 toys there. 400? Okay. It's a long weekend,
Saturday
Kennedy.
Sunday? I'm sorry.
Saturday.
552.
So 552 toys on Saturday, Pheasant Lane Mall. Yeah. You guys, awesome. Thank you. Shout out
to New Hampshire, for real.
Yeah, seriously. And just seeing everybody come back again year after year after year after year.
It was really great.
You know, seeing Aiden there, who does our Campy Kennedy.
He's taller than me now.
Right. Dropped from when he was 6 years old, is now 16 years old and
crazy.
Driving and all of those things. Yes. So that was Saturday, Pheasant Lane Mall. And then on Sunday, yesterday, we split up. So Dan and I were at the North Shore Mall from 12 to 2. Kennedy was there at South Shore Plaza. And I think we did about 450. Right?
Thereabouts. Some, yep.
470, somewhere around there.
464.
464. Not that
total
it was
total between the two malls.
Yeah. Not that it was a competition on your end, Kennedy, but it was a little bit of a competition on our end.
We were competing, but we were competing.
Yeah, we were trying to compete.
It's too bad.
Yeah, I know.
How's it feel to come in second?
I know. And that's after I went
down. South Shore!
I thought we were going to win.
I did too, especially.
You lost by 60.
We cheated.
We cheated and I tried to win, right?
You went and bought
toys? Oh, I totally did. Yep, there was a store, what's it called, Miso or something like
that? Oh, the little place that sells little tiny things?
Yes, and I walked in there and I went up to the woman working the register. I was like, hey, I saw somebody bought some toys and they said they were a pretty good deal in here. What kind of deals you got? I'll buy them all. And she's like, oh, I got this, this, and this. And so I was like, I just threw down the credit card. And she's like, hold on, I got a dolly for you too. And so she gave us a dolly. I hauled boxes of these toys.
So how many did you buy?
I don't even know, Dan. Did you count?
No, we had Girl Scouts doing most of the counting.
Yeah, there was probably 50. I probably bought 50 toys, and then when we the Girl Scouts took the dolly back down, the lady donated another 3, which I thought was really sweet. Really nice. Yeah. And so, how are we doing money wise, or do you want to give a total? What do you have here?
So between all of our mall stops, some toys that got left here from last year, and the money you guys have donated,
mm-hmm.
this morning we are at. Mm. 4,019.
Oh, I thought
that was a real gut punch. I'm not gonna lie.
Right.
I'm like, wait. I mean, we doubled where we were on Friday, but that's a gut punch.
Right. So, hold on, one more time.
4,019.
That includes all the money.
Yes, Carson. All the money.
All the money. 4,019. So we still have.
No, I left some behind. All the money.
6,000. Well, you know, I got a text over the weekend. They donated $1,000 over the weekend.
Yep.
Did you see that one donation come through? And I don't
have to look through separate things to find it.
Know
but yes, I can.
If they want me to say on the air.
Well, then maybe don't.
I think I'm going to. Maureen. I'm going to say it. Maureen did it from Silco Auto Group. She reached out to me on social media, and they've got a couple of, like a Volkswagen dealership, I think in Brockton, one other place. And she's like, hey, I want to make a financial donation. And then she texted me over the weekend and said, oh, by the way, I donated $1,000.
Wow. Well, we appreciate it.
Yeah. So 4,019. Okay.
As I say.
That's a long way to go.
That's not even halfway yet if my math checks out.
Yeah, and we have no stops left.
We can't even sing Living on a Prayer yet because we are not halfway there.
So here's what we're going to do. Obviously, if you're coming to the Deck the Hall Ball, we're asking you to bring a new unwrapped toy. And so if everybody brought a toy to that, we're still going to come up short.
Correct.
Because the capacity of that place isn't 6,000 people.
And everybody isn't going to bring a toy.
Right, yeah. So... if you could, please. We would love it if you go to mix1041.com/toys.
If you're a hedge fund manager listening by chance, this would be an excellent time.
We've never not made it.
Never. We've come real close. But
and I've always been worried, but I'm even more worried this year. Yeah. From the 617, great seeing you all on Saturday. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for bringing
us toys. So, well, we have to do another stop. What if we did another stop? Is that on the... maybe?
Unless someone's going to bring 4,000 toys to us to a mall. I just don't see it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. No, I think at this point, it's all about financial donations. You know, a lot of people were coming by with cash in their mm-hmm. hands saying, can you help? And I'm like, no, I can't take your monies.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I realized that, you know, everybody went Christmas shopping and then kind of got a hit.
Right.
So I realized that payday's coming up. You know, maybe you think of us on payday.
I mean, that's probably a part of it, too. I mean, think about it. I mean, inflation's through the roof. Everything's more expensive now.
Everybody, you know, you have to worry about your own Christmas and your own family right. as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it. But at this point, we really could use your help. So if you know people who like to do things for others
right.
in the Christmas times,
this
would be a great time to let them know about what's happening with Carson and Kennedy's 10,000 toys for girls and boys.
Yeah, hold on. I was going to do a little quick math, Kennedy. So 10,000... minus 4,981 toys.
There
we go. Oh my gosh. 5,981. We have a long way to go. So again, go to mix1041.com/toys. I have faith. I know we can do it, but we got to do the work. And that means going to mix1041.com/toys and making a donation. Essentially, if you make a $10 donation, we're counting that as one toy. So if you donate $100, we'll count that as 10 toys. That's kind of how we're doing it with the online donation. So mix1041.com/toys.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah. Well, it happened on Friday night. With or without us, the second annual Earthshot Prize offered £1 million, about $1.2 million in prize money to each of the winners in five separate categories: nature, protection, clean air, ocean revival, waste elimination, and climate change. And providing the star power were Annie Lennox, Ellie Goulding, Chloe and Halle. Billie Eilish performed remotely. The videos were narrated by Sir David Attenborough and Cate Blanchett. Prizes were presented by Rami Malek, Catherine O'Hara, Shailene Woodley. Everyone was asked not to get new fancy new dresses, so everyone showed up in their favorite sustainable fashions. Cate adhered to those guidelines in a bright green, off-the-shoulder gown by Solace London, which she rented from Her, which is a rental platform in the UK, kind of like Rent the Runway here. Mm-hmm. And you can actually rent that exact dress that she had on, if you're lucky enough, because she returned it. She wore jewelry that was Princess Diana's. It was an emerald diamond choker and earrings that were Princess Diana's. And the five winners were Maruku Clean Stoves from Kenya, Kieti from India, Indigenous Women of the Great Barrier Reef from Australia, Natopia from the United Kingdom, and 44.01 from Oman. So that's pretty exciting. Let's see. Princess Cate handed out one of the prestigious prizes. David Beckham also presented. Daniel Day Kim co-hosted alongside BBC Radio 1's Clara Amfo. So it was quite a time.
And no, I was not there. I tried. I was still getting text messages Friday afternoon at like 3-4 o'clock saying I'm still trying to work on it, Yeah. Obviously, it didn't happen.
It looked beautiful. The way that the stage set up, I mean, they just transformed that place. So
It
was beautiful.
It looked like a luscious forest almost in some of the photos that I saw. I did see the princess, though. So right after the show on Friday, you know, we had gotten word that she was going to be in Cambridge, that she was going to an office over there. I found out exactly where it was going to be. It was right next.
She was at Harvard.
She was
One of their child service things.
Right. So is it the Sinclair that's over there, right? And Fire and Ice is right there.
Sure.
It was so funny because everybody was making comments because there's a huge Fire and Ice sign mm-hmm. right at the building that she was going into, and everybody was contemplating what she would have gotten on the menu at Fire and Ice had they been open for her.
Yeah.
But yeah, I went over there. It wasn't that crowded. There was probably 300-500 people. Just sitting there. There was at least 50 police officers. They had a huge concrete truck or dump truck of some sort blocking off the entrance on one side that I could see. And you knew when she was getting close because the helicopters would start flying over, and then the guy moved the truck out of the way, and then in she came in her, you know, her Land Rover, Land Cruiser, whatever it was that she was driving in. And then all the black vehicles that were following her. It looked like the chief of police from the Cambridge police was out there.
Probably.
Secret Service, all of it. Got pretty close. You know, she waved a little bit and she went in, and then we all left. And that was I met a lovely couple that was visiting. I think they were from like the Poconos or something. They just came in and they just came in to see this.
That's all that we know that happened. I've not seen anything from people who were inside the building, and I knew a lot of people who were inside the building, and nobody posted afterwards. I'm like, here's what happened. No one's talking. So thank God we have Melissa coming on at 8:15.
Kennedy, I have a question about, so they did the event here, and they said a lot of nice things about Boston and how John F. Kennedy is the reason this whole thing got started.
Yeah.
Did they give any money to local Boston-based businesses, or was it all...
No,
this wasn't for that. This was for...
I'm just curious.
If there might have been a Boston nominated, but this is a worldwide initiative. Mm. They just decided to hold it in Boston. But that's why they visited all these places to shine light on what they do. So
I did see a lot of people were giving David Beckham some heat because
they're giving everybody heat. It was so stupid.
Because you know the green aspect of this award and the fact that he flew all the way from Qatar on his private jet from the FIFA World Cup and then came in and then turned around and got right back on his private jet and
there
flew
was a
back
lot of
to
complaints
Qatar
about that. But
I did notice he drove in an electric truck. He drove in like a Rivian. So at least he's trying. Give him A for effort.
No.
Variety's 6th Annual Hitmakers Brunch, which recognizes artists, writers, producers, and music executive behind the 25 biggest singles of the year, took place on Saturday in Los Angeles. The honorees were Elton John and Dua Lipa for Hitmakers of the Year, Sam Smith and Kim Petras for Innovators of the Year, Selena Gomez Film Song of the Year, and Imagine Dragons won Group of the Year. And the acceptance speech by Dan Reynolds was pretty much funny thing. He spent a lot of his time at the podium mocking Atlantic Records because they passed on them nearly a decade ago.
Huh.
He began his speech by saying that he had a weird path as a Mormon growing up in Vegas and then thanking Brigham Young University for expelling him. And he said, shout out to Atlantic Records. You guys passed on us. Shout out to you. You took us to Disneyland, though. Remember that. You took us to Disneyland for free. It was great. And then he said to a former rep, Molly Lehman, if you're here, you tried to sign us, but the people didn't believe in us. But Atlantic, we're celebrating you. It's good to have some healthy competition.
Okay, that's interesting.
Solid. And Jennifer Lopez, Jennifer Garner have been building on their friendship since J-Lo married Ben Affleck earlier this year. And it looks like they're going to be exchanging Christmas presents this year. They've got a great rapport with one another, a lot of mutual respect and appreciation. And apparently they want to celebrate that this Christmas by celebrating each other. And apparently they've become quite good co-parents together, which I love to hear.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
All right, let's see. What do we have? Let's see. Is Michelle from? No. Mary. Mary, yes. Will, Avery, hello? Yes. I got everybody in this morning.
Bueller?
Good morning, Mary. How are you?
Good morning. We are doing fantastic.
And so Will and Avery are also in the car. Everybody from Scituate, right?
That's right.
All right. Will you guys kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Oh, they're in sync, Kennedy. You're in trouble.
Sure thing. Good luck.
They form Voltron against you.
5 trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. You win, you tie. Unfortunately, that is a loss for you. Kennedy's now in that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Frankie Muniz, turning 37 today. He was the star of which sitcom growing up?
Malcolm in the Middle.
Taylor Swift fans are suing Ticketmaster over her tour's pre-sale debacle. What is Taylor's tour called that has caused all of this trouble?
Eras Tour.
Yep, I figured Avery would know that.
Jack Harlow's new album. Jack Harlow's new album has a track called Dua Lipa, which starts with the line, Dua Lipa, I'm trying to do more with her than do a feature. The pair actually met for the first time over the weekend. Jack is starring in a reboot of a basketball movie that starred Woody Harrelson and Wesley Snipes. Can you name that movie?
Was it White Men Can't Jump?
Johnny Resnick has a birthday today. He's 57. He's the lead singer of a successful band that had the songs Slide and Iris and Black Balloon. Can you name that band?
The Goo Goo Dolls.
Question number 5. Jay-Z's company Roc Nation has teamed up with Caesars Entertainment in an attempt to put a casino in the middle of Times Square. Which singer did the hook for his number one song, Empire State of Mind?
Alicia Keys.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Coming in hot on a Monday morning.
Wow, that is amazing. Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Mary and Will and Avery and the 22 other people in their car did pretty well this morning, Kennedy. They got 5 out of 5.
Well done.
That's all the questions.
These are tough, Kennedy. You ready?
Yep.
Frankie Muniz turning 37 today. He was a star of which sitcom growing up?
Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh, by the way, I'm not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong.
Okay.
Do you know why?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't care.
Cut you off at the knees there a little bit.
Yeah. It adds to the suspense, Kennedy. I know you were curious.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift fans are suing Ticketmaster over her tour's pre-sale debacle. What is Taylor's tour called that has caused all of the trouble?
The Eras Tour.
Jack Harlow's new album has a track on it called Dua Lipa, which starts with the line, Dua Lipa, I'm trying to do more with her than do a feature. The pair actually met for the first time over the weekend. Jack is starring in a reboot of this basketball movie that starred Woody Harrelson and Wesley Snipes, named the movie.
White Men Can't Jump.
Johnny Resnick, also with a birthday today, he's 57. He's the lead singer of a successful band that had the song Slide, Iris, and Black Balloon.
Goo Goo Dolls.
Question number five. Jay-Z's company Roc Nation has teamed up with Caesars Entertainment in an attempt to put a casino in the middle of Times Square. Which singer did the hook for his number one song, Empire State of Mind?
Alicia Keys.
All right, question number... Well, that ruined the suspense.
There was none.
Kennedy was like, I know what I did.
Malcolm in the Middle, yes. Eras Tour, that is correct. White Man Can't Jump, yes. The Goo Goo Dolls. You thought there for a minute it might have been the Gin Blossoms, right, Kennedy? Was there a little hesitation?
I don't think so.
No? Okay. And question number five, it was Alicia Keys. We end up in a 5-5 tie.
I thought I might have tripped you up on the Empire State of Mind one, but you didn't even hesitate.
No, she did not.
That's a good one.
Mary, good news for you. Whenever we have a 5-5 tie, I give you the $100 because it makes our boss Sal very upset. And I love that it's happening so early on a Monday. He can start his day on the wrong foot, losing some of his money. That's right. All right, so you enjoyed the $100. Congratulations. Although you need to say something to Kennedy before you go.
We are Will, Avery, and Mary, all from Scituate. And although we can't beat Kennedy, we did tie her. Fully expect a call back for redemption week.
Well, that's not how that works, but you did great.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
Chasing Amy.
What did you say?
You're chasing Amy.
What do you look so shocked for, man? Fat bastard does this all the time.
Rolling fatty, smoking blunts. Who smokes the blunts? We smoke the blunts. Rolling blunts and smoking.
Let me get a nickel bag.
$15, little man. Put that money in my hand. If that money doesn't show, then you owe me.
I'm not even supposed to be here today.
Well, if you're a fan of indie films from the 90s, this interview is right up your alley. We're talking Mallrats, Chasing Amy, Dogma, Jay and Silent Bob, Clerks. Oh, he also did do Jersey Girl with Ben and Jen.
Sure,
remember
did.
That one, Kennedy?
He did Cop Out with Bruce Willis and Tracy Morgan.
So Kevin Smith is doing a show tonight, Clerks 3, The Convenience Tour. So you're going to watch Clerks 3, and then there's going to be a Q&A session afterwards with Kevin Smith, and he answers every question. It doesn't matter.
In long form. It's not a yes or no with him.
And so we recorded this interview on Friday, and it was spectacular. The problem was it was almost 20 minutes long. And so we're going to play you 6 or 7 minutes of the interview now. It's also a little bit edited because obviously we were off the air, so we beeped out some stuff. But the part of the full interview we're going to put up unedited online, and we will do that a little bit later on this morning. So here he is, Kevin Smith.
So good. How are you?
Doing good. I mean, no, really, Kevin. How are you doing this morning? I really want to know. How are you doing?
So good.
That's
what we love to hear.
There it is. That's what I'm talking
about. There's the Kevin Smith I fall in love with.
It is such a, it's an answer that captures people's imaginations. Because people ask you in a very like, how are you doing? And normally you're like, oh, I'm good. But I generally come back with, oh, so good.
It is a weird question because I think most times when we ask that nobody cares. But I do. I do want to know how you were doing this morning.
Honestly, I kept my bar low my whole life. I just wanted to be like Kevin Smith. I didn't really aspire to much more. And so it's really worked out for me. Every day I get up and it's like my father used to wake up and be like, oh, what do I got to do today? I get up and I'm like, what do I want to do today? And then I do some goofy until I go to sleep, wake up, start all over again. It's been a very lovely life.
So you've got the convenience tour. It's going to be at the Wilbur. You can see the Clerks movie with Kevin. And then Brian O'Halloran is going to be there. And there's going to be, as you say, a wicked long Q&A afterwards.
That's right. Generally, the Q&A is longer than the movie itself because I have to explain myself for a while. Like, this is why I did this.
Yes, this is why we love you. You ask a question and you will answer it. It's not just yes or no. You will answer it. And if it takes all day, it's fine. because I want to hear it.
I can't help. I can't circumvent kids. I gotta give the full response. If people are going to give you their time, you know, think about the precious commodity that time is. There's a lot of streaming shows to watch, man. So if people are going to give you their time instead of watching, like, you know, Wednesday on Netflix or something like that, they're owed a response at the very least. You've got to give them your time back. And if, as long as anyone's interested in you, shouldn't you be interesting or interested back? I mean, I don't understand how the world operates, but that's how I operate.
Producer Dan has a question for you. What do you got?
Kevin, Dogma is a movie that's very near and dear to my heart.
Yes.
And it bums me out. It's so hard to find these days if you don't own a physical copy.
Which I do.
Yeah. It's my movie about angels is owned by the devil himself. Harvey Weinstein personally owns Dogma.
You're kidding me.
It's not even like his company does. He, in the midst of all that was going on with that movie back in the late 90s, Disney didn't want it at all. Him and his brother bought the movie away from Disney. And so they personally owned it as one of their personal assets. Like, they licensed it to Lionsgate to release way back in 1999, and they licensed it to Columbia TriStar for home video. And then all those licenses lapsed, and those cats never thought about it again. So fairly recently, I tried to reach out to his lawyer to buy the movie back. I didn't want to for a long time, and because I was like, I don't want to give that guy money.
Right.
And then somebody was like, it goes to his victims. And I was like, all right, well, there you go. There's a plan.
Oh, interesting.
So we made an offer. You know, I wrote a very sincere letter to a convicted rapist and asked him to give me my art back for $250,000. The response came back from his lawyer, no. I went back with another letter, doubled the offer to $500,000. He said no. At that point, that's about all I'm good for. So I had to go out and create a coalition of the willing and whatnot, fellowship of folks that might have an interest in seeing Dogma get released from this animal. And I came back with a $1 million offer, and still the response was no. So I don't know what the guy wants, man. But
wow.
I got to be honest with you. It sucks, but let's be honest. Of all the heinous things this done, that's the least egregious.
But on a lighter note, I had a follow-up.
Lighter note, baby!
Now I'm going to segue into what was it like on the set, and how cool was Alan Rickman in real life? Because I'm a huge Alan Rickman fan.
Alan Rickman, look, you give me a chance to like say something positive about Dogma, not end on Harvey Weinstein. That's a gift. Alan Rickman was everything you ever wanted him to be. First time I saw him was in a movie theater. I'm standing over the movie theater where I first saw him. Recently, me and my friends bought my hometown movie theater and renamed it Smod Castle Cinemas. And there's an apartment above it, and that's where I am at the moment and stuff. So down below this apartment was the first time I saw Die Hard, was at the Atlantic Twin Cinema back in the day. And, I came in for Bruce Willis, but I left going, who's the other guy? That guy's amazing, you know, and then followed his work assiduously through, you know, a fandom until I became a filmmaker. He was astounding. I learned more about performance just watching him than I had making movies, three movies prior to that. Acting is a job of choices. You know, you make a choice how to say something. And this guy always unfailingly, unflappably made bizarre and perfect choice. We remained friends all the way until he passed away and stuff. I remember one of the last conversations we had, he was talking about he just bought an apartment in New York. And I said, well, that's fantastic. He goes, you have to come over and visit, but you have to be very careful. I said, why? And he goes, because I bought my apartment in the same building as a friend of mine. And I was like, who's the friend? And he goes, Ray Fiend. And I was like, well, that's adorable. And he goes, no, it's not. Because now Snape and Voldemort live in the same building. If the Potter fans find out, they'll bring it to the ground. Such a lovely guy, man. He's greatly missed.
That warms my heart.
I could listen to you tell me stories all day.
Yeah, you should have a podcast or something. I think it might do well for you.
I hear these podcasts are free.
Yeah, radio's dying. Definitely get into podcasts. So at the Wilbur.
Says radio's dying, but
nobody.
Like,
it's a joke.
I still talk to radio. I know it really is. And I'm telling you, kids, like, I ain't just saying this because we're on the phone, but you guys got the dream job, man. That's the job I always wanted. That's why I have like 96 podcasts. I'm just auditioning until somebody goes, yes, we'll hire you.
Hey, Kevin, when you're in town, you're more than welcome to come here and sit behind this microphone.
Done and done. Right. What we do is, I don't know if I'll have time. No, I know I traveled the day of the show.
Uh-huh.
The day after the show, we do Hartford on the 6th. I could come in on the morning of the 6th before I go to Hartford.
Done. Done and done.
Fantastic. I'm all about it, man.
That would be great. We would love that. Okay, so Clerks 3, the convenience store. Go to thewilbur.com. Thewilbur.com tickets are on sale right now. I know Boston is going to turn up, and if it's not sold out yet, it will be
sold. There are not a lot of tickets left.
Yeah, not a lot of tickets left. So thewilbur.com. Go see Clerks 3, the convenience store, and Kevin Smith will be there for the Q&A afterwards. It was great to talk with you. Thanks, Kevin. We'll see you soon.
Thank you so much.
Such a pleasure, kids. I'll see you in the station.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah.
All righty.
Yeah.
Dirty on the 30 is a service of New England Ford dealers. So we might be seeing some changes on Dancing with the Stars. We talked a bit about this, you know, this season that since it had moved to Disney Plus, numbers didn't seem to be where they were. We really didn't talk about it very much. We couldn't really get audio from it because they weren't sharing it, all sorts of
things.
They
fired Tom Bergeron.
Well, that happened a lot of years ago, Carson.
I'm just saying that was the beginning of the end for me.
So, lots of speculation, including the firing of Tyra Banks. The network revealed they have received a lot of criticism of her performance on the show, saying there seems to be a disconnect again with viewers, which always raises concerns. She's been unwilling to promote the show as much as we like, they say. Other rumor changes are attempts to bring contestants with bigger names and returning the show to primetime on ABC. I think we're, you can keep all the rest of it. You move it to ABC, you'll be fine again. You know?
Yeah. I mean, you got to have good people around it too, though. I mean, it's important to have a host that people like. That's one of those shows where you just want some, you don't need somebody controversial. You need somebody likable to host that show. That's what you need. And that's what Tom Bergeron wanted. He was everybody's friend. And the second he left that show, I was like, wow, that's it. And that's exactly what happened. Bring him back and you'll be great. You'll have your ratings back.
Just... Well, didn't they fire him and Aaron Andrews as a shakeup because the ratings weren't amazing then either?
They really weren't that bad.
No.
Like, it was a very big surprise when they did it. I think they were just trying to skew younger.
Right.
At the end of the day.
Right.
And that's why they brought in Cannon and whatever. And so, anyways.
We'll skew younger. We'll move it to streaming. And then we will fail miserably and go, oh, crap, we had something really good. It happens all the time. You see this, especially with the host getting older. Like, oh, bring in somebody new and younger. And then they go and do that and it fails miserably.
Correct. More than 2 dozen Taylor Swift fans are suing Ticketmaster parent Live Nation Entertainment for unlawful conduct in the pop star's chaotic tour sale, claiming they violated antitrust laws, among other. The lawsuit filed in a California court on Friday alleges Ticketmaster and its parent company were anti-competitive, imposing higher prices on fans in the pre-sale, sale, and resale market. It claims Ticketmaster forces concertgoers to exclusively use its site and controlled all registration and access to the Eras Tour. They are seeking a penalty of $2,500 for each violation, which could add up based on the millions of fans who did not get tickets. They claim that since Ticketmaster has agreements with all the large stadiums, Taylor had no choice but to work with them due to the size of her fan base. And it alleges that Ticketmaster profits off the resale of tickets in the secondary market by adding a service fee to its fan-to-fan exchange on their website. Ticketmaster is a monopoly that is only interested in taking every dollar it can from a captive public, according to the lawsuit. We'll see what happens there. That should be pretty interesting.
Should be illegal.
Yeah, I don't know how they get away with it. How they can sell you a ticket and then make a profit off that and then put it on the retail or the reseller market and then they make a second profit off of it. And it's just, it seems like they're double and triple dipping.
Yeah. So, I mean, we've talked about it. Several lawmakers already have gotten in on this. Senator Amy Klobuchar talking about it. The Justice Department has opened an antitrust investigation into Live Nation. So this is being looked at pretty closely.
No one company should have all of that power.
The Kennedy Center Honors happened over the weekend. This year's honorees were George Clooney, singers Amy Grant and Gladys Knight, composer Tanya Leone, and U2. It marked the 45th Kennedy Honors, and it was set to air on CBS December 28th. So I only have a few things trickling out about the ceremony, but it looks pretty cool. So Julia Roberts took the stage dressed in this lovely gown that just had pictures of George Clooney all over it.
That's funny.
Then the screen lifted to reveal a set recreating an old bar room, and at all the tables sipping cocktails were Don Cheadle, Matt Damon, and George Clooney's father, Nick. Gladys Knight, the Pips were joined by Garth Brooks for Midnight Train to Georgia. Oh. Miss Mickey Guyton saying the best thing that ever happened to me, and Ariana DeBose saying I heard it through the grapevine. And then Patti LaBelle came on with Brooks, Guyton, and DeBose and saying that's what friends are for. Katie Couric introduced Amy Grant's segment, calling her music the perfect elixir for a troubled time before performances by Sheryl Crow and The High Woman, which is Brandi Carlile, Natalie Hemby, Maren Morris, and Amanda Shires. And then Bebe and Cece Winans came out and sang her song, Sing Your Praise to the Lord. And then the night ended with U2. Eddie Vedder from Pearl Jam took the stage to play covers of Elevation and One. Sean Penn offered a lot of speech about their band's prolific philanthropy. But the show-stopping moment was Borat. He came out as Borat.
Oh, did he?
And gave a speech that just brought the house down. He called them me too, not you two, and said, please remove your wretched album from my iPhone 6. Your band.
So is this going to be on TV at some point?
As I said, December 28th on CBS.
December 28th. Too. Yeah. How about the Urshaw Prize Awards from Friday night? Are they going to be online streaming somewhere? Are they going to show?
Yeah, so we get it, I think. Is it today? I think it went on PBS on Sunday.
Oh, really?
In the United States on Monday.
Oh, okay. All right. I didn't realize that. I'd like to see that as well. I mean, not quite the gravitas of the Kennedy honors, obviously, but still.
It's a pretty big deal. Yeah, I would love to see it. I'd love to watch it. You know, the people who are in the audience. I mean, it's pretty cool to see something that happened.
Hope they cleaned up their mess. You know, we're going in there Saturday. I wanted to pick up all those plants and stuff.
I was there on Sunday.
The real show's coming to town next Saturday.
Right, right. They were all in our way. They left behind the velvet rope and the red carpet.
It was a nice little appetizer. Right. It's an amuse bouche before Deck the Hall Ball.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 1041.
Well, it was the biggest royal news of all that Kennedy gave us not that long ago, that the royals were coming to town, the Prince and Princess of Wales, for their second annual awarding of the Urshot Prize. They gave away millions of dollars to, I think, five different organizations. They had they were in town. They went to the Celtics game. They went and visited all these different organizations that do wonderful things here. The connection is the Urshot Prize was named after the moonshot speech that was given by JFK. The Kennedy family is involved with this. You know, they went to the JFK Library. And then they had the big party on Friday night at the MGM Music Hall at Fenway. And Melissa, who listens to the show, called us to tell us that not only was she going to be there, but she was going to be sitting at the table with the Royals on Friday night. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning, everybody. How's it going?
We're doing great. Before you tell us about the event, can you tell everybody how you ended up there, what it is that you did?
Sure. So I'm a district store support manager for CVS, and I am interviewing this week to get into, you know, the next level in my company, in my career. And so they had a big region meeting last Tuesday, and the senior vice president for human resources, Frank Brown, had a plus one. So he offered that up, and so at the region meeting, all the region directors had to nominate an individual to attend with Frank, and they sent over my bio, and I got picked.
Wow.
And then you had to go through the background security check and everything like a month ago, right?
Yeah. I don't know 100% if it was connected, but I definitely did a background check about a month ago,
and it was
interesting. Yeah, I know, right? Because I've been with the company for 27 years, and I haven't had one, you know, since I started. So I'm sure it was connected in some way. But yep, they had to send over my bio. I had to send over a new resume, the whole nine yards. So so they looked into me.
So what happened inside? Because not one news story talks about what happened inside that building. What happened in there?
You know, it was funny because I've tried to put a couple things up on Facebook and it wouldn't even let me. So I had to be really like sneaky about trying to put some pictures up. But so, yeah, so it started off, you know, I got dropped off and it was a very long line. I got there right at 3 o'clock because I didn't want to be late because they said that if you weren't there by four, that's when the doors close. I think that's when the Royals arrived. So you weren't able to get in. So I went in through security. I met my my plus one, Frank. He was just a wonderful gentleman to spend the night with. And change of plans. I did not get to sit with the Royals. I was really bummed about it. I know. It was a taping of the TV show that aired last night in Europe. And it'll, I guess it'll air here in the States on the 15th of December. But I think I mentioned you guys were talking about it. Like you can hear it on, see it on YouTube and whatnot right now. And so it was interesting to watch the way the TV show was taped because it wasn't in order of the way that, you know, we're going to see it when we see it on TV, rather. So, you know, we had to, as audience members, we weren't allowed to get up once the show started. They said even if you had to use the ladies' room, you couldn't come back.
Oh, wow.
The floor on the very first tier of the MGM Music Hall was just gorgeous. I mean, the whole floor was like this live floor. So like at one point it looked like a koi pond, then it turned into the ocean. It was really spectacular to see. And at on that bottom floor were like 10 little cocktail tables, and that's where the prince and princesses sat and some of the nominees, I believe. And but then it was, you know, a full-fledged studio. Like it was just, you know, they were, you know, cameras and teleprompters and just, you know, chaos, really organized chaos, I want to say. And then, yeah, we watched it live. We watched the five Earthshot prizes be given to people all over the world for these incredible inventions to try to help, you know, with sustainability of the planet and whatnot. So it was really cool to see their reactions because they were genuine and they were crying and jumping up and down because it was a lot of money for these people, right? And it was a night of, you know, just, you know, applause and it was magical. And I truly felt like a Cinderella because I was just a regular person sitting in this audience with just celebrities. And I was near like Karen Lynch, my CEO and president of CBS. Mitt Romney was sitting at her table. You know, I saw David Beckham. I saw Catherine O'Hare. So it was just really cool to see all these people and be part of this, you know, really neat evening.
We're talking to Melissa, listens to the show, and she was invited to the big event on Friday night to watch the Earthshot Prize unfold. And initially, we thought she was going to be sitting at the table with the Royals. Obviously, things changed, and you did not get to.
They called an audible.
They did, yeah. What, you got in, though. At least you got in. I tried every way I could, even to the back door, and they're like, nope. I think they had my picture at the back door, so they're like, don't let that guy in, whatever you do.
What about the performances?
Oh, my God. They were so awesome. So Billie Eilish performed, but she wasn't in the event. She was like on the screen, but she still, it was beautiful. And then Ellie Goulding, she performed at the very end and it was just, I goosebumps. It was awesome. And there were two other performances and I do apologize. I'm not super familiar with who they were, but they performed very well. Yeah, Annie Lennox. Yes, exactly. She's the one who came out and had a beautiful piano. So that was really cool. And then there was
Chloe and Halle were the sisters, Chloe and Halle, right.
Yeah.
They're spectacular.
And like
too.
I said, it wasn't in order. So it was like Chloe and Halle like performed right when we sat down in our seats. And then it was like the introduction to the awards. And then it was another performance. And so it was very much taped out of order as to how you guys are going to see it on
TV,
which was interesting.
Cool.
Yeah.
That is interesting. And did the paparazzi like try and get photos of you? Like, who's this woman? What is her story?
I know. I like got to walk down this green carpet, you know, instead of the red carpet, it was green. And I got to stand in front of the green backdrop and, you know, exactly. So Frank took one picture of me. No paparazzi took a picture of me, but you know, again, for the people on the other side of the gate, they didn't know that I wasn't important. So it just kind of relished in the moment. It was pretty
good. That's pretty good.
You looked beautiful. Absolutely stunning. So
thank you.
Yeah.
2 days to put all this together.
That's
I was so really proud of myself.
Wow. What a story. Melissa, thank you for sharing your story with us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, guys. You guys have a wonderful morning, and thank you for the opportunity to chat. This was awesome.
All right. Talk to
you. Thank you.
There goes Melissa. She was there on Friday night with the Royals.
Cool.
So the adventure of a lifetime, right?
Really? What a moment.
She just seems like the nicest lady, too. Couldn't have happened to a nicer person.
She earned it. She deserved it.
Clearly did.
And you have a photo of her in her dress
I
that
do.
Maybe we can share when
I
we
will.
Put the audio up?
I will indeed.
Thank you, Kennedy.
Uh-huh.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Everybody say good morning to Tabitha from Holbrook.
Yo, hello. What's up, Tabitha?
Good morning, everyone.
Will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck.
Five trivia questions are all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. We're going to give you $100. Kennedy's lost twice this morning. I don't know. That she's
no, had... she tied the first game.
Oh, yeah. So somebody won the money.
We've given away $200 so far.
Have we ever given away $300 on one day?
I have no idea.
Here's your chance, Tabitha. Kennedy's gone into that other studio. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
19 years ago today, in 2003, Gwyneth Paltrow married this Coldplay frontman. They have a daughter. Her name is Apple. What is his name?
I'm going to go with Steph. I have no idea.
Kenny Chesney's dog, Ruby, passed away, and he posted a photo and a very sweet tribute saying she had an accident. She had an ancient calming soul. She was honest and authentic. Bye-bye, Ruby. You were a very good girl. We loved you, and thank you for teaching us how to love unconditionally. Which Massachusetts venue does Kenny play in every year?
The one in Mansfield, Gillette.
What?
What?
The stadium in Mansfield.
The stadium in Mansfield.
Yes.
Are you talking about the Xfinity Center in Mansfield?
Yes, Xfinity, yes.
Or are you talking about Gillette Stadium where the Patriots play?
No, not Gillette. Nope.
Okay.
I'm talking about the Xfinity Center.
Okay, Xfinity Center. Gotcha. Aubrey Plaza says the last defenders of cinema are Martin Scorsese, Steven Spielberg, and her. Aubrey Plaza rose to fame as April Ludgate on which NBC mockumentary show?
That one I don't know.
Question number four. It would have been Walt Disney's birthday today. Which of these is the oldest Disney movie ever made? Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, Pinocchio, or Fantasia?
Fantasia.
And question number five. Madonna's 1987 VMA statue for Papa Don't Preach is hitting the auction block. What is the iconic trophy given away at the VMAs?
Grammy.
Okay, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please. Kennedy!
Something tells me Style's holding on to this $100.
Oh, Tabitha. Some interesting answers, Kennedy. Welcome back.
Thank you.
I think Tabitha got 0 out of 5.
Oh, no.
But what a ride it was.
Yes, that is what we call a mel.
Wiggy wick. Girl, I hope you have your coffee this morning because that's a mel.
Ha ha ha!
All right, Kennedy. These are tough. You ready?
Uh-huh.
19 years ago today in 2003, Gwyneth Paltrow married this Coldplay frontman. They have a daughter named Apple. What is his name?
Chris Martin.
Chris Martin is it. What was it you said, Tabitha? Jerry?
I think he said like Stez.
I guess it's Steph.
Steph.
Steph or something. Oh. Oh, yeah.
1-0. Question number 2. Kenny Chesney's dog, Ruby, passed away. Kennedy, which Massachusetts venue does Kenny play in every year?
Gillette Stadium.
Gillette Stadium. That is correct. 2-0. Question number 3. I tried to help you with that one, Tabitha. Aubrey Plaza says the last defenders of cinema are Martin Scorsese, Steven Spielberg, and her. Plaza rose to fame as April Ludgate on which hit NBC mockumentary?
Parks and Rec.
3-0. It would have been Walt Disney's birthday today. Which of these is the oldest Disney movie ever made? Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, Pinocchio, or Fantasia?
Snow White.
In 1937, 4-0, question number 5. Here come the Disney trivia people, Dan.
Don't text me, please. I'm doing the best I can.
Madonna's 1987 VMA statue for Papa Don't Preach is hitting the auction block. What is the iconic trophy given away at the VMAs?
It's a moon man.
The moon man or the moon person. That is correct. Nice job, Kennedy. 5 to Mel is the final score.
Oof, we need a mercy rule.
Tabitha, we do appreciate you listening and playing this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Tabitha, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.